The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Years ago, our zoo had a giant panda. And let me tell you, the first thing you notice when cleaning up after a panda is they have incredibly coarse, dry poop. Picture baseball-sized chunks of dry straw. Well, that's because even though bamboo is their main food source, giant pandas are horrible at digesting it. A look at the giant panda gut microbiome, or bacteria living in the stomach and intestines, shows that the animals have relatively few bacteria that help digest fibrous plants such as bamboo. Instead, most of the panda's gut is covered with organisms typically found in meat eaters. These bacteria may be leftovers from an ancestor. After all, the giant panda evolved from bears that ate both plants and animals. Ancient giant pandas likely began eating bamboo about 7 million years ago, but became exclusive bamboo eaters about 2 million years ago. Yet modern pandas spend about 14 hours a day eating bamboo, and it isn't an easy food for them to digest. And it's even why they have the biggest heads of all 8 bear species. Over time, the giant panda developed a powerful jaw and teeth to help it chew the fibrous plant.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.